There's a new post-war epidemic in South Sudan. The program faces critical needs in Bolivia and what happens to women when a red light district is shut down. Well, you'll find out on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Aid groups are bracing for a refugee influx in South Sudan. It means inadequate resources will be stretched to breaking point. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says most people are coming back to nothing.
There's huge poverty in the country, very little education provision. In fact, about three quarters of the population of South Sudan is illiterate.
That poverty has resulted in an explosion of another population, street children. Survival is brutal. Children lose their innocence quickly. So whose job is it to care for them?
All of us as Christians, we have a responsibility to do what we can and to show the love of Christ.
Kids Alive began working in the town of Wau, getting kids off the streets. They opened a children's home and a care center. The transformation over 7 years has been stunning.
They're in school. They're doing well socially. We've seen a lot of development. They're very involved in the local church. And so many of them, they have a very real relationship with Christ.
Next, a report out this week calls Somalia's famine the worst in the past 25 years. The man-made disaster killed an estimated 260,000 people, half of them under age 5. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says it started with a terrible drought.
On top of that, again, you have the civil wars, the infightings, the radical groups that are there that are complicating people trying to get to places where they can get help. And therefore, you have mass exodus within the country and you have mass exodus outside of the country.
Overcome by the scope of the crises, the self-sufficient Somalis fled in droves. BGR is working with partners to help.
We've done a lot to respond to the immediate needs, like with feedings, and most of that has happened in surrounding countries, not inside of Somalia for obvious reasons. But we also have worked hand-in-hand with other organizations to provide water, which is a critical issue.
But the gospel is light in a dark situation.
In the midst of losing everything, we see people turning to and looking to God for answers, and it's an opportunity to share about the one true God.
This is Mission Network News. 100 street kids in El Alto, Bolivia are about to lose their only source of hope. Partners of Bright Hope International have a children's program that desperately needs funding. If the money doesn't come in, 100 runaways, orphans, and street kids won't have food to eat or a safe place to stay. A couple hundred dollars will take care of one kid through December. Go to missionnetworknews.org to help and pray that the Lord would provide for this program. Meanwhile, have you ever wondered what happens to women when a red light district is shut down? Gospel for Asia says a woman in Southeast Asia sold her baby out of desperation. But by God's grace, the infant didn't wind up in the hands of traffickers. Instead, she was purchased by a loving mom who introduced her to Christ. Praise God for His grace and mercy. You can help bring the vulnerable to Jesus through GFA's Bridge of Hope. There's a link at our website. And Mother's Day is right around the corner. Need a cool way to celebrate mom? Well, why not extend her legacy halfway around the globe? India partners Donna Glass says her mom taught her how to sew.
To be able to honor my mom by making sure that somebody else had a sewing machine and that they could pass that skill on to their children. I can't think of a better way to honor her.
India partners tailoring schools teach women how to sew. This way, instead of turning to day labor or prostitution, women can care for their families in a safe way.
Instead of earning less than a dollar a day, they start earning $2 and $3 a day to help support themselves and their families.
When they finish tailoring school, women get a brand new sewing machine.
It brings them so much hope knowing that somebody cares.
Cross off another thing on your to-do list and make an eternal difference by going to missionnetworknews.org and pray that women will find hope in Christ's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. It features some of your favorites along with some brand new original songs.
Christ is risen, He is risen indeed. Oh, sing hallelujah.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.